You're listening to the weekend edition of Let's Visit, an hour of Minnesota musicians, and this month, conversations about Bagley, Minnesota.
The opportunity came to teach in Bagley and direct theater and to teach some of the college and the high school courses. And my husband was a teacher there as well, so it just seemed like a good fit and brand new high school at that time. So I decided to make that change 22 years ago.
Oh my gosh. And you said you have family in Bagley?
I do. My parents are, of course, both retired now, but they are there and one sister as well.
That is Bagley resident Marilyn Hood. Let's Visit is focusing on Bagley this month. I heard Marilyn was somebody to talk to about life in Bagley. Did you grow up in Bagley?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I did grow up in Bagley.
So tell me about growing up in Bagley.
Well, it's a lovely little small town where people know each other and take care of each other and support each other. So when my husband and I got married after college, we lived in Alexandria, Minnesota, and then made the decision to come back. The superintendent wanted my husband to come back and at that time, a long time ago, start the computer science program in Bagley High School. And so he did that and then was a math teacher as well.
I just find it fascinating when people leave a small rural community and then come back. And when I do these Let's Visit segments, I talk to a lot of people that have left their small community to go do something else.
Right.
And then they come back and enjoy all the beauty that small towns have.
There is a beauty to a small town. Sometimes there's a frustration as well with a small town because you are looking for things to do. Last winter, I was feeling like I've always wanted to have Christmas carolers and I've wanted to do that. So it was kind of the idea that, well, we're going to make our own fun in this small town. And so I invited various people who I knew could sing and I made some costumes and we went out and Christmas caroled at various events. And I know they do that in Bemidji as well, but it was just sometimes you have to make your own fun when you live in a small town, including arts and theater, which is what I love to do.
Well, let's talk about the community theater program that you're involved
yes.
in. And if you want to talk a little bit about the high school drama department.
Yes, actually, I've directed at Bagley High School for 22 years. That was part of the reason I decided to move to teaching over in Bagley, was to do that. I have directed at Bagley High School for 22 years, and we typically do, we have a junior high program as well, which I don't direct, and then I direct the one-act play, which is a Minnesota State High School League competition, and then I always direct a spring play, and sometimes they're musicals, and sometimes they're murder mysteries, and sometimes they're children's shows, so whatever seems to fit the cast and the crew that I have. I'm going to brag a little bit, our one-act play has been very successful, and over the last 12 or 13 years, we've been to state 6 times, including this year. We just had 2 back-to-back years of going to the state competition. So
wow.
One of the top teams in our section. So
that's a testament to the coach.
Well. And the kids, they are very dedicated. And we rehearse for 7 to 8 weeks every day after school and get that show ready and get ready for
wow.
the competition aspect of it.
Is there a competition coming up for one acts right now?
No, we just finished. We were at state on February 7th.
Oh.
That was the state competition. The sections are usually the first weekend in February with state following.
What was the play?
This year we did a historical drama called Lafayette No. 1, which was about the yellow fever killing families and leaving children orphans on the street. And it is based off of the cemetery in New Orleans, which is called Lafayette No. 1. But I tend to go towards historical fiction, historical drama. Those kinds of shows allow the students to really create a wonderful character. And that's part of what we're judged on is characterizations.
Mm-hmm. And it lets them learn a little more about history.
Yes.
What do you love about coaching is an odd word, but coaching drama?
Yeah, it is. It's advising or directing drama. You know, I think most teachers say this, they love working with the kids. The kids are creative, they're fun, they're dedicated. They enjoy what they're doing, and We any kind of a theater community, you kind of create your own little theater family as well. And I love seeing their friendships grow and how they watch out for each other, take care of each other, and learn from each other. Mm-hmm. So, and our community theater is pretty active as well. We're coming up with a summer show now. We're waiting on some rights and that kind of thing. And we have a small group of people who try to figure something out and what will work with our community. And this, every 5 years, we do a fairly large show to go along with the big all-school reunion that takes place in the big metropolis of Bagley over the 4th of July.
And that's happening this year?
This summer, yes. Every 5 years, people come back to their hometown and see their friends and their family, and they camp and fill up the park. And there are street dances and theater and other kinds of activities for everyone to do. It takes several years to plan. I've been on that board before, too, and working on planning that.
What kind of impact do you think having community theater in a town Bagley's size, what kind of an impact does it have on the community?
Well, I think that it provides another form of entertainment. People look forward to it. And since I've kind of been the go-to person, they're always asking me, what's the next show and when is the next show? It's something that our community supports. They've always supported it. They look forward to the next show. So many people donate some really wonderful things to our theater. We have a huge costume and prop and set area that they just continue to want to make sure that we have that type of art in our community.
Mm-hmm. How did you get involved in theater?
I've always been in theater from the time I was in high school, and probably goes back to when I was just a little kid growing up on a farm and mom saying, go outside and play, and just creating stories. And I, as an English teacher, I like stories, and theater is just another way of telling a story and letting that story come to life.
That is Marilyn Hood. She is the drama coach and an English teacher at Bagley High School. She's also very involved in Bagley Community Theater. She grew up in Bagley, left for several years, and then returned. What do you love about Bagley?
We have, just like Bemidji, just a beautiful Mother Nature to live in. Our lakes, all in this entire northern area. The pine trees, when you drive the roads, the beauty and the open spaces. I love that aspect of living in the northern part of the state. Yeah. In Bagley, we have, in small towns, people who take care of each other, people who know each other, and really root for your success in whatever you're doing. Our Bagley dance team just went to state too, and the people down there, I went because my daughter used to dance and she wanted to go, and so we met up, and alumni who came from all over where they're living and supporting their friends, their neighbors, sometimes their relatives. So
what should somebody do if they just drive over to Bagley for an afternoon?
This will probably sound like a business plug, but if you're going for the afternoon, it depends on if it's summer or winter, of course. If it's summer, make sure you hit the park and the lake, Lake Lamond, and the golf course, and, you know, some of those fun things to do that we all love to do in the summer. In the winter, try to find a ski trail. We have a few, but most people who are skiing, they're skiing out their backyard. And that's what my husband and I do. We head out the backyard and ski on our little homemade trails. And cross-country skiing. And then stay for the evening. Go to Fireside. It's a beautiful restaurant. Real fun pizza joint is Drew's Pizza. But there are things to do, and you'll probably find a lot of locals sitting around in some of the cafes there visiting.
Huh. Is there a spring play?
Yes.
What is it?
I have to decide.
Okay.
And I have been going back and forth between A Murder Mystery and Charlotte's Web. And I think it's going to be Charlotte's Web. Even though we just did Peter Pan, a children's show, last year, there's just something in me that always pulls me towards a play, and I don't know what it is, but it's my muse saying that our community, we need to have those kind of opportunities for children to come and sit in the theater and watch a story that they know and that they can relate to. Last year we did Peter Pan, and so many families with little children came, and I advertised, bring your booster seats so that you can sit up and the children can see what's going on. And we try to keep the prices as reasonable as we can so kids can come and enjoy theater. That's what's calling me right now. I believe it's going to be Charlotte's Web. It's kind of a mini musical, and I have directed it before. I directed it for Foston Community Theater one summer, and I actually was in it at Paul Bunyan Playhouse many years ago.
What, were you Fern? Who are you?
No, I was Edith Zuckerman. So it's one of those stories that I think people continue to love.
That's Marilyn Hood. There you heard it. It sounds like the Bagley High School will be putting on Charlotte's Web this spring. Thanks so much to Marilyn for taking the time to chat for this segment of Let's Visit. We are visiting Bagley this month.